You're listening to the Boxcar 711 Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
Cigarette program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. The tobacco industry, like every trade, has its secrets. Facts known and used throughout the profession. And without exception, tobacco experts invariably select the more golden leaf when buying for quality. And that inside story proves conclusively that Raleigh cigarettes are definitely superior. See for yourself. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh cigarettes with any other brand. You'll see instantly the tobacco in Raleigh's is unmistakably more golden in color. And by expert acknowledgement, these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. But when you buy Raleigh's, you get not just one, but 31 of these finer tobaccos, each blending its distinctive seasoning qualities into one supreme flavor. There's the inside story, proof beyond a dispute that Raleigh cigarettes are unsurpassed in quality, in richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States war savings stamps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your eyes have it. The proof that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman? Say, you did a great job on that commercial.
Well, tonight. Thank you, Red.
Yes, sir, I never saw a more sincere Adam's apple in my life.
Well, Red, say, did you have a nice time over Easter?
Yeah, I saw you in the Easter parade, Truman.
Really?
In fact, you had everybody looking at you.
I did?
Yeah, boy, what an outfit. I've seen broken arms better dressed. No kidding, you look like a retreaded retread.
Well, say, Red, speaking of funny things, did you notice the hats the girls are wearing?
Yeah, you know, I saw one lady wearing a hat look like a hat wearing a hat.
The new spring fashions are really screwy, aren't they? The women's, I mean.
Yeah, you know, I know one woman here in Hollywood that cried her eyes out because her husband bought her a mink coat.
She cried because her husband bought her a mink coat?
Yeah.
Why?
Because her husband wouldn't buy her a pair of slacks to go with it.
Hiya, Red. Hi, Truman.
Hello, Harriet.
How are you, Harriet?
I'm fine. Did you have fun on Easter, Red?
Oh, I'll say I did. You know, I put a great big chocolate Easter egg in my Paul Parrot's cage while he was asleep.
You did? What happened?
Well, when he woke up, he looked at the egg and he said, "It's alive."
I heard you talking about the Easter fashions, Red. Don't you think styles are a little extreme this year?
Extreme? Did you see the girl Bradley was with?
Oh, well, Bradley.
Now, wait just a minute. She was a very nice girl, Red.
Yeah?
What was wrong with her?
Well, her eyelashes were too long.
too long.
Sure, nobody else was scooping up things in front of them like a trolley car.
Well, Red, I thought you knew Beauty. She used to be a model.
No kidding.
I knew a model once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, she must have been an artist model.
Why, you mean she was a bit drawn?
No, she suffered from those Disney spells.
Say, Red, I like the hat your girl was wearing in Easter parade.
Well, thanks, Harriet. You know, I buy all of her hats.
You do?
Yeah.
Wasn't that hard to do, buy a woman's hat?
No, I figure if they look good on me, they'll look good on anybody. You know, I'm sorry I bought her that pancake hat, though.
Why, Red?
Every time I kiss her, the syrup keeps running down my... Say, Harriet, the Easter parade, was that a hat you were wearing?
Yes, why? Was it too wacky?
No, I like the way you could pull that lever and those clay pigeons shoot out.
Say, don't you like those new veils the girls are wearing?
No, I don't like them. I can't tell whether they're pretty girls or the kind that go for me.
Did you ever kiss a girl that was wearing a veil?
That I did. I did.
How was it?
Now I know what a salmon feels like.
I felt like a salmon once.
When was that, Ozzy?
Well, it was on my first job. I was stewed and canned the first day.
Did you get one of those victory suits for Easter, Red?
Yeah, boy, it's really some suit. No cuffs, no lapels, no pocket, no lining, anything. But next year, things are going to be different.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't. Next year, just 12 buttons, no suit. Sung by Ozzie Nelson, and very good, too. Well, wonderful Smith, you're late. Where you been?
Down to the hospital. My sister done had a brand new baby.
No kidding. What is it, a boy or a girl?
We don't know yet. They haven't put any clothes on it.
Yeah. So, you know, babies sure are cute and a good subject for tonight. So after everybody lights up a Raleigh cigarette, I'll try to show different things that happen to little babies. And first we have Bim, who's been tricked by Bo into taking care of her sister's baby for the night. Hello, Chef.
Hello, Bo. I see you're wearing your new Easter suit.
Yeah, what makes you think it's an Easter suit?
You got egg stains all over the front of it.
Yeah.
Gee, it was nice of you to come over. What's that box you're holding?
Well, I heard you eat a lot of chocolate, see? So I bought you a box to keep them in.
Say, Bo, I hear you're running around with that Henny Youngman mob again.
Yeah, boy, and what a haul we made last night. 4 razor blades and 2 rubber bands that was around a stack of $10,000 bills.
Didn't they have no typewriters?
No, they got them buried at Fort Knox. Hey, what should we do tonight, huh?
Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm supposed to go to the Women's Ambulance and Defense Corps meeting.
Yeah, how you doing with that thing?
Not so good. I backed my ambulance over the captain and lost my stripes.
Uh-oh. Your sister's baby's waking up.
That's why I asked you to come over, Bo. Would you mind taking care of the baby for me tonight?
No.
Well, see you later.
Wait a minute. I don't... Oh, gee. Well, I guess I better take a look at him. Hello, Fatso. Gee, you sure a wrinkled little guy you are. Well, you look like an 8-pound prune. Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, I saw the lady go out. I thought the baby was alone.
Oh.
I just thought I'd mind the poor little thing.
Yeah, you been around children much?
We had 19 children in our family.
19 children in your one family?
Yeah, the stock was crazy. He thought he was a dive bomber.
Hey, well, who are you?
I'm the janitor.
Oh, yeah, where's your broom?
Oh, I don't need one. When I come to a pile of dirt, I just kick it around till it gets lost.
Yeah, I wonder what's the matter with him. Say, maybe a warm bath would make him feel better, huh?
I'll fix the tub of water.
Okay, come on, little fella. You're going to get a bath. There we are.
Here's the tub.
Okay. Now, here you go, kid. Upsy-daisy.
Oh, just look at him splash.
Yeah, he sure is splashing, ain't he? Say, maybe I better get out of the tub, huh? Say, come to think of it, maybe we ought to put some olive oil on the kid, too, huh?
Yeah, here's the bottle. Let's rub him down.
Okay.
Well, that's that. Now let's put the olives back in the bottle.
That's a fine place to lose your place on.
He sure is cute.
Yeah.
My, look at him. He's got his big toe in his mouth.
Yeah, what's so great about that? I can do the same thing. Don't believe me? Watch me. Well, what do you know? I bit me kneecap clean off. Now what's he crying for?
He's got to have his bottle.
What?
He's got to have his bottle.
That young? Hey, maybe we better dress him, huh?
Yeah, it's time for that infernal triangle.
Yeah, I'll use this tablecloth. It's a little bigger. I can handle it better. Let's see. Now, here it goes. I tie this one over here, put this one up there, then I fold it like that, and then I bring it back around here, and... Oh, well, it's a warm night anyway.
You ain't gonna give up, are you?
No, I'll do it right this time. Now, let's see. This up here, around like that, then pin it on his shirt. There, how's that?
Fine. But where's his legs?
That's funny. They were there a minute ago. Oh, well, he ain't gonna do much walking anyhow. Then we have Clem. The baby situation is really giving him trouble. We find Clem on his way to the hospital to visit his brother's new baby.
My way to meet Daisy June at the hospital. You made me love you. We didn't want to do this. Gee, it's a beautiful day. The birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, and the P-38 Lockheed interceptors are zooming. Well, here's the hospital.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
What you been doing, Clem?
Well, this morning I was down behind the barn smoking corn nylon.
Corn nylon?
You can't get silk anymore, you know.
Well, what you doing here at the hospital, Clem?
Well, my brother's expecting his new baby today, you know.
Well, why should you come?
Well, my brother's working at Lockheed and he couldn't get off. So he asked me to come down and worry for him.
Well, now that's mighty brotherly of you. But it sounds silly.
No, it ain't. I worry for him all the time. Once he broke his finger and I suffered for him. It hurt him so bad one night I had to faint.
Well, he better stop working so hard. He'll kill himself.
Well, if he does, they'll probably bury me. Because nothing stops them Lockheed workers. Well, I guess I better start pacing the floor. The baby will be here any minute now. Gosh, I hope my brother gave me enough money to pay the hospital bill for the baby.
Well, how much is the baby going to cost?
Oh, the usual thing. 10 cents to cover the cost of wrapping and mailing.
Clem, take a peek through this glass window and see all them newborn bundles of joy.
Them bundles of joy? Gosh, they look just like babies, don't they?
What you doing, Clem? You got your face all screwed up.
Well, I'm trying to think of names for the baby. I've even made a list of 500 names. There's Denny, Chris, Bradley, Paul, David, Edward, Frank.
I know, but Clem, they're all boys' names. It might be a girl, you know.
It might?
Well, yes.
Well, no, that's darn inconsiderate after all the trouble I've gone
through. Oh, Clem, you're just making a nervous wreck out of yourself.
You're telling me? This morning, I tucked my waffle under my chin and I ate my napkin.
Clem, your carrying on is silly.
Well, I gotta do it. My brother would like it that way, you know.
Well, at least comb your hair. No. You look like a mop. No. Here, let me comb it.
No.
Well, it's a fine place to hide eggs.
Well, how about that? The Easter Bunny did come after all. What's keeping that baby in
here? Well, stop worrying about it.
All right. Oh, this must be the doctor. Now, howdy, Doc.
Hello, Clem. Here to worry for your brother again, I see.
Yep, back again.
Well, tell me, how's the last baby?
Oh, he's fine. Here's a picture of him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice-looking little fellow. Mm-hmm. Has such nice, fluffy blonde hair.
That's not blonde hair. His father's a beer blower, and a kid didn't have sense enough to duck. Say, is the new baby here yet?
Yes, here he is. Brand new.
Let me see him. Brand new? Why, he looks like 100. Bald-headed and ain't got no teeth.
Yes, Clem, and he has the strangest cry. Here, I'll show you.
Well, how about that? Lungs like a B-19.
Thank you.
orchestra playing Jersey Bounce. And now Ozzie and Harriet join voices in a special serenade to Raleigh cigarette smokers.
You've heard about those Raleighs with the coupon on the back?
But now you get an extra kick from every single pack.
To help our daring fighters take the enemy into camp,
redeem your Raleigh coupons for war savings stamps.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you Raleigh cigarette smokers will find that right in tune with your own wishes. You can do yourselves and your country a great service by redeeming your more valuable than ever Raleigh coupons for United States war savings stamps. A special opportunity given Raleigh smokers to help secure freedom, the most priceless premium of all. And here's a suggestion to those of you who haven't yet tried Raleigh's. Next time, get Raleigh cigarettes. You'll enjoy their richness, mildness, the golden goodness of Raleigh's distinctive blend of finer tobaccos. And you'll enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States war saving stamps. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that today, more than ever before, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
And now getting back to the baby situation, we have a lady and her little boy. A new neighbor has just moved in next door with a little baby, and Junior has already become acquainted. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little can.
Junior, stop swinging on that door.
Look, Mommy, I had a fly.
Don't be silly. You're not a fly.
Oh, no? Then get me out of this fly paper, then. I had a fly. I had a fly. I had a fly. Hey, Mommy. Would I have another piece of hard candy?
No, Junior, that candy is too hard. You break your teeth on it.
I already did. I'm down to me widow gummed and going strong. If I can't have no more hard candy, how about the more animal crackers?
Why, I gave you a dozen animal crackers just before...
Yes, I know.
What did you do with them?
Pop sleeping with his mouth open.
Junior, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Boy, Pop sure knows some good words, don't he, man?
Oh, by the way, Junior, I saw you kissing that new baby next door. Promise me you won't anymore. It's unhealthy.
Okay, but you sure are cute, aren't you? Hey, Mommy, where did I come from? Did you find me in a cubby?
No, in an apple.
Well, I wormed that out of you, didn't I, Mommy?
There goes that baby. I can't understand her crying again.
Neither can I. I had her gagged pretty tight, too.
Why don't you go out and play?
Okay, I will bounce the ball.
Junior, where did you get that ball?
Hmm?
I said, where did you get that ball?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, man.
How would you like to get a whipping, Junior?
Since when is it optional, Mommy?
Junior, where did you get that ball?
Well, you know the little baby next door?
Yes.
Well, she gave it to me when she wasn't looking.
Well, you take it right back.
No, I want to keep it. It's worth a fortune. It's solid rubber.
Well, you can't keep it.
You let me keep it or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you flirt with a waiter in a restaurant just so you can get 3 spoonfuls of sugar in your coffee.
Junior!
Yes, you do, boy. God, every waiter in town calls you old granulated.
Now, you stop your prattling and take that ball back.
Okay. But first, I will bite a hole in it.
Junior, take that dirty ball out of your mouth.
Boy, I never do that again.
Oh, go away. Go take that ball back.
Yeah, Mommy, you take it back. Catch it.
Don't throw it! See? You broke the window. See?
It's the one we don't look out much anyway.
They'll all come in.
Yeah, it's okay. They get a load of me. They probably go right back out.
I've had enough of you for one day. You've been asking for this.
Oh, you hit me. Oh, you broke my widow nose. You broke my widow. You hit me.
I didn't hit you. I missed.
You want to try again for $2, Mom?
Now, look, you march yourself over there and take that little baby a present or something.
That's a good idea, Mommy. I would take him a mud pie.
Now, what would a little baby do with a mud pie?
Same as I do with it. Just slop up everything.
Look, Junior, you go take that rubber ball back to the little baby. She's right outside in her carriage.
Okay, but don't hit me. I will go. Ah, oh, there, that little baby now. Hello, little baby. Are you glad to see me? She don't know me very well, does she, girl? Boy, is he really a cute little baby. Boy, I wish I was her age and know what I know now. Where did you get that big bottle of milk? You were too little to drink all that by yourself. How about giving me a twig, huh? Now, let go. Let go of the bottle. Let go. I stuck it. Come on, now. Take it out of your mouth. Gee, you strong. You're not strong as me, though. Give me that bottle. I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. Now, you hold still while I drink that milk. Grade A, but it's been cut. Look at that pretty little baby. I wonder if I could kiss her. Now, don't you cry, little baby, and I will sing you a pretty song. Should I kiss her, or should I shouldn't? Oh, mommy, she's such a pippin'. If I do, I get a whippin'. I do this. Should I squeeze her, or ought I oughtn't? Oh, mommy, her spell is grippin'. If I do, I get a whippin'. I do this. Now I should remember what my mommy said. Son, you gotta mind me. But when there's a cutie button round my head, she's never around to remind me. Should I kiss her, or ought I oughtn't? Oh, mommy, I think I'm slippin'. If I do, I get a whippin'. I do that.
And the boys express their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Del King has some advice for you.
Pipe smokers, you're in for a real smoking discovery when you light on Sir Walter Raleigh. It's packed with a rich, nut-like flavor. Smooth, mild Sir Walter Raleigh is blended from extra choice Burleys, cured and aged to the peak of mellowness from an extra measure of smoking pleasure. Never bite your tongue because its special crimp cut ensures cool, even burning, with a more pleasing, fragrant aroma. Try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight, Sir Walter Raleigh.
Oh,
time, Red Skelton, Oz and Elson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.